in the U.S. yesterday ordering the Department of Homeland Security to stop making blanket determinations against most asylum seekers, ordering the government to return to a long-standing practice of deciding whether to detain people on a case-by-case basis. Details emerge as to when tough new sanctions on Iran will be reimposed. Here's John Clemens.
Brian Hook, the director of policy planning, has called on Iran to become a normal country that doesn't terrorize other countries, proliferate missiles, and impoverish their own people. If not, the sanctions begin August 4th.
These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Fire crews in Northern California still trying to get hold of the still-out-of-control county fire, which has exploded to at least 60,000 acres in Napa and Yolo counties since it began last Saturday. It's only 5% contained. That fire forcing some people in the area about 40 miles northwest of Sacramento to evacuate their neighborhoods. It's fallen under the news radar recently, but the federal investigation into the Facebook and Cambridge Analytica data sharing scandal is still growing. The Washington Post reporting the FBI, Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission have all joined the Justice Department investigators in looking into whether data from 71 million Facebook users was improperly used by Cambridge Analytica. Investigators now trying to find out what Facebook knew 3 years ago when it found out that the company had obtained that data. Automakers say the tariffs on imported cars that President Trump is threatening could add $4,000 to maybe even $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The car makers saying that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the United States. A number of car makers, including industry giants GM and Toyota, have said tariffs on cars would lead to job losses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
And the time is 10:04, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, the temperature is 87 degrees. It's clear skies, 30% chance of precipitation. Thunderstorms possible around 4 o'clock. That keeps going later and later in the evening. We have a heat excessive warning in effect with a index of 106 due to temperatures that are lower 90s and dew points in the 70s. The timing of the heat index will be at its highest is in the late afternoon, early evening, and impacts the heat immunity will cause heat stress during outdoor exertion or extended exposure. Please take care of your loved ones, your pets, your children, the elderly. Check on everybody. Drink plenty of water. If you have to do any extended time outside, make sure you take immediate breaks. Go into a cool area. If you see anybody that's experiencing heat stroke, take them to call an emergency 911 immediately. It is an emergency. So be vigilant, folks. This is not something to play around with. It's getting awfully hot out there. Today is July 3rd, 2018, and scattered showers and clouds and possible a thunderstorm developing in the afternoon. High of 94. It's funny, I'm actually kind of hoping for a thunderstorm. It's so hot out there. Chance of rain is 30%. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially during the evening. Low of 72. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain 40%. Cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a high of 89. Winds light and variable for tomorrow. Considerable cloudiness and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible tomorrow night. Partly cloudy early on the 5th. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High near 90. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain 50%. 100% chance of rain on Friday. Thunderstorms likely, a high of 81. And it clears out with intervals of clouds and sunshine and 79 on Saturday. Mainly sunny and 83 on Sunday. Boy, does that sound pleasant, doesn't it? Temperatures in our area. I have 87 right now in Raritan, 88 in Kingwood, 83 in Lambertville, 91 in County Complex, 85 over at Hampton, 87 up in Washington Valley, and 84 over in Pattonburg, 89 in the town of Clinton. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today in just a moment.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good day and welcome to Tech Today on HunterChamber.com, the voice of business, WHCRDB. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions to personal or business technological problems can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I will cover the news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. If you'd like to get in touch with me during the show, you can message me at Tech Today on Facebook, my email here at the studio, goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, the phone number at the studio, 908-237-0410. And if you'd like to get to me outside of the show, my company website is bluepantherbiz.com. Great to be with you. It is Friday. It's not Friday. It's Tuesday before Independence Day. It feels like a Friday because we have the day off tomorrow. So I'm thinking already weekend, even though it's not really happening. We got plenty of things to talk about. There's always technology making the news. Some of you might be going out to Europe, and I've often thought about this. I didn't really know. I kind of feel out of my sort. You know, if you go to Europe or a foreign country, you might not have the same cultural needs and solutions as you typically get in the United States. And Waze is closing that gap for us. On Engadget.com, it says that Waze can get you a roadside tow in Europe. An in-app button will deliver roadside help and emergency services, says John Fingus, about 19 minutes ago. He says, car trouble on the motorway is frustrating enough by itself, let alone if you don't have a roadside assistance plan in ease your worries. Waze may soon help get you out of that jam, though. The Google-owned navigation app is teaming up with Allianz partners on an in-app roadside help SOS button for European drivers. Tap it and call a center or digital platform will get in touch with help you with a breakdown emergency, whether or not you have insurance or a roadside assistance policy. You shouldn't have to frantically search for a towing company when all you need to do is get home. You may want to plan your next road trip carefully if you're counting on using the feature. At least the Waze Allianz connection will only be useful in Greece and Italy. The UK and other 18 countries, including most of the mainland Europe, are, as well as Ireland, Russia, and Turkey, will have to wait until later in 2018. So long as you're patient, though, you might not worry quite as much about pulling over to the road shoulder. So things continue to improve, and it's nice to know that navigation is out there. I couldn't imagine trying to, we did this back in about 10 years ago, navigating the Russian landscape with maps. And that was unusual because maps were not being updated as quickly as we are used to around here. Very interesting stuff. So whenever you go on your trips, whenever you go on your vacations now, make sure you've got the ability to call for emergencies. But there's a catch. Got to make sure you have service. And that's something we take for granted all the time, right? Cell service. So if you happen to be in a remote area of Arizona or Colorado or Nebraska, and there are no cell phone service there, it doesn't matter what or who you're trying to call. You need to find a way to get connected. So if you think you're going to be traveling in a remote area of a country, or a remote area of our country, you really should look at some cell phone coverage maps and make sure you have alternatives just in case. So that's something we take for granted, like I said. Well, let's see. It's 10:13. Why don't we take our first quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Tech Today. You're listening to us on WHCRDB, HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We're on HunterdonChamber.com, the voice of business. This is Chris Bianco, and I'm talking to you not only on Huntington Radio and tune in, but I'm also talking to you on Facebook Live as well. All right, let's see what else is going on. Apple is sending out a new update in the fall, which is around the corner. It's iOS Update 12. And it's going to have a new feature that some of you all are clamoring for. Apple's big new iPhone update will let you start group FaceTime calls. And here's how. And there's a possibility you might be able to try it out early. Written by Todd Hazelton and published 22 hours ago on CNBC.com. It says, Apple's new iOS 12 operating system rolls out this fall and includes support for group FaceTime video chats. If you're using the iOS 12 public beta now, you can try group FaceTime with other iOS 12 public beta users. So you have to be on the same operating system for both. And CNBC's Todd Hazelton walks you through how group FaceTime works in iOS 12. Apple's big new software update will roll out to iPhones and iPads this fall. iOS 12 includes a new group FaceTime feature. That means you'll be able to start a group video chat with up to 32 people on a single FaceTime call. I don't know how you manage 32 people on a call. I mean, if you're going to have it in a webinar type feature, that's one thing. But managing 32 people and just talking is going to be tough. I mean, there's got to be group dynamics that have to be figured out. One of the biggest challenges is just getting people organized to be able to all get on the same thing at 32 with 32 people. You'll need to install the iOS 12 public preview to try this for yourself now. Otherwise, you'll need to wait until the fall when Apple rolls out iOS 12 update for everyone. Starting a group FaceTime chat is really simple. Here's how to do it. First, start a group chat, and everyone you want to join the call. I've found this is a little less buggy than using the FaceTime app. Next, inside the iMessage group chat, tap the top of the screen where Apple displays the icons of the people currently in the text message chain. It looks like just like a list of people with some icons overlaying each other. Now tap FaceTime, and your iPhone will start calling the two other people in your message chain. If your friends are also running the iOS 12 public preview, or later this fall, if they're also running iOS 12, they'll be able to join in on the call. I don't know anyone else with it, so my friends didn't pick up. You can add more people by tapping the menu button on the right-hand corner, so you can add more folks. And Apple will highlight the person speaking by making their video stream the largest section in the FaceTime video chat. If you call folks who aren't able to join the video, they'll have the option to join with audio only, including from an Apple Watch. Now, we've had this for years. I mean, the group conferencing calls, video conferencing calls, have been around for quite some time. I've installed a few of them for some companies. So the technology is not very new. The concept of having it on iPhone is new. And those people who haven't participated in video call environments are going to need to learn to ramp up their skills. So it's nice to know that it's there, and I'm sure it's got its place. It's not going to be, it's going to be fun for about a week, and then after that, it's not going to be something you're going to use a lot. Moving on to cryptocurrency. We talked about cryptocurrency just about every week now. Here's some cryptocurrency. Now please use it. Published in the New York Times. It's known as Ripple. Published on July 1st. You may have seen the actor and part-time tech investor Ashton Kutcher present $4 million worth of digital coins called XRP to Ellen DeGeneres' favorite charity on her talk show. Or maybe you saw Stephen Colbert announce a $29 million donation of XRP to school teachers on his late-night show. Ripple, a San Francisco company that is rolling in money thanks to last year's run-up in the value of cryptocurrencies, was behind the giveaways, and it was quietly become one of the most valuable startups of the last decade thanks to the value of XRP, the digital token its founders created 6 years ago. Now comes the hard part, persuading people to use XRP for something other than speculative trading. It is an issue facing most of the still young cryptocurrency industry. Digital tokens like Bitcoin and its many imitators like XRP were designed to make electronic transactions of all sorts easier. But today, almost no transactions are happening, other than on virtual currency exchanges where people bet on their price. Despite a dramatic drop in the value of cryptocurrencies this year, Ripple still owns $30 billion worth of XRP, and the company wants to get some of those digital tokens into the hands of potential users. In addition to the on-air gifts and a private concert by rapper Snoop Dogg for the currency's fans, Ripple has created a $300 million fund that will pay companies to begin using XRP for its intended purpose, easing the transfer of money across international borders. Ripple recently announced another program called Xspring, which will pay developers to build XRP-focused software. It's still really, really early days, but we are seeing the vision come to life, said Ashish Birla, who's the head of product at Ripple. I need to make sure it's in the hands of the right folks. But few cryptocurrency projects have evolved to the point where anyone is using the tokens as anything other than an investment. One industry investor, Spencer Bogert, coined a term for these businesses, cash flush business light. Many people bought the digital tokens created by these projects did so in the belief that they would one day be useful for real transactions of some sort. If the projects want to keep those investors from selling, the projects have to convince them the tokens will have some long-term value. A company known as Block One, for example, raised $4 billion from investors before it even had functional software. Now it is using some of that billions it has raised to create investment funds that will encourage developers to work on making its cryptocurrency EOS useful. But no project is sitting no money than Ripple because of the unusual structure of the XRP cryptocurrency. Bitcoin and most other well-known cryptocurrencies are slowly created over time and given away in computers on the network with no company or authority in charge. In contrast, most XRP tokens, about 60%, are held by Ripple. In January, the value of an XRP token briefly rose above $3, making a co-founder of the company, Chris Larson, wealthier than Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg for a short time, and then Ripple worth more than most banks in the world. Since then, the value of an XRP has dropped about 80%, but investors have kept the price about 50 cents and the value of the company's holdings of the XRP about $30 billion, more than the valuation of WeWork or SpaceX. The company's business model has drawn a big name investors, including Mr. Kutcher's venture capital firm, Sound Ventures, which helps explain this appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show in May. But Ripple's enormous holdings come with significant risks. The biggest legal concern facing many cryptocurrency projects is regulators in the United States categorizing their tokens as investment contracts or securities. If projects like XRP and EOS get the security label, they will be subject to restrictions on trading and in movement, making it even less likely that people will use the tokens for their intended purposes. A top official with the Securities Exchange Commission said in a speech this month that one of the biggest factors in determining whether a token is a security is the role of a central organizer plays in promoting the coin and increasing its value, especially if the central organizer holds a significant amount of the tokens. That's hence Ripple. Ripple's executives have said that they are confident XRP is not a security because XRP could still be used even if the company disappeared. The company hired Mary Jo White, who was chairwoman of the SEC from 2013 to 17, to defend it against lawsuits from disgruntled XRP investors who claim the company misled them. But the situation is something of a catch-22 for Ripple. Its efforts to promote XRP could demonstrate how reliant XRP is on Ripple. Centralized control of a cryptocurrency is the central element of the SEC's test of whether these tokens are securities, said Lawrence Lawson Baker, a lawyer and venture capitalist in the cryptocurrency industry. Anytime you are putting XRP to work to defend it or buy goodwill, you are willing to hurt your case that you aren't a security. If regulators don't label XRP a security, the focus will return to that kind of traction that cryptocurrency can get in the real world. Ripple has advertised the success it has had with software called XCurrent, which helps banks move money between international accounts more quickly than existing alternatives. But XCurrent doesn't rely on XRP tokens. So who would take a risk on using XRP? Mr. Birla, Ripple's head of product, is betting the first companies in XRP will be remittance and money transfer companies that have paid banks to move money for them. XRP comes with a few of the fees that banks charge, and while bank systems close on nights and weekends, the digital currencies can be moved anytime. Ripple announced this year that several big money transfer companies, including Western Union, MoneyGram, were both pilot programs with XRP. The chief executives of Western Union said last month that its first few transactions with XRP had not shown any noticeable benefits over the company's existing systems, but the company would continue trying to use according to Fortune. Currencies Direct is among the handful of smaller companies that also tried out XRP. The British outfit moved money between the United States and Mexico and found XRP on par or slightly cheaper than its existing method, said Brian Harris, the company's chief product officer. But Currencies Direct isn't planning to integrate XRP into its business right now, Mr. Harris said, because Ripple does not yet serve most of the countries where his company works. They aren't in any of the markets where we need them to be yet, said Mr. Harris. It's a wait-and-see game as to how they are able to build out their network. Interesting stuff. We continue to have the cyclical nature of this, the chicken and egg. You need to have certain things in place in order to gain certain traction. And if you can't get things in place because you're still on being scrutinized as a security or a coin, you're kind of stuck. So the speculation continues to drive the headlines. It's 10:28. We're going to take another break. We'll do the news, and I'll be back with Tech Today. More on HunChimber.com in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
A federal court judge in Washington says the Trump administration has wrongly detained people seeking asylum in the U.S., yesterday ordering the Department of Homeland Security to stop making blanket determinations against most asylum seekers, ordering the government to return to a long-standing practice of deciding whether to detain people on a case-by-case basis. Details emerge as to when tough new sanctions on Iran will be reimposed. Here's John Clemens.
Brian Hook, the director of policy planning, has called on Iran to become a normal country that doesn't terrorize other countries, proliferate missiles, and impoverish their own people. If not, the sanctions begin August 4th.
These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Fire crews in Northern California still trying to get hold of the still out-of-control county fire, which has exploded to at least 60,000 acres in Napa and Yolo counties since it began last Saturday. It's only 5% contained. That fire forcing some people in the area about 40 miles northwest of Sacramento to evacuate their neighborhoods. It's fallen under the news radar recently, but the federal investigation into the Facebook and Cambridge Analytica data sharing scandal is still growing. The Washington Post reporting the FBI, Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission have all joined the Justice Department investigators in looking into whether data from 71 million Facebook users was improperly used by Cambridge Analytica. Investigators now trying to find out what Facebook knew 3 years ago when it found out that the company had obtained that data. Automakers say the tariffs on imported cars that President Trump is threatening could add $4,000 to maybe even $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The car makers saying that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the United States. A number of car makers, including industry giants GM and Toyota, have said tariffs on cars would lead to job losses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Tech Today, and we're on HuntingJimmer.com, the voice of business privacy. They just talked about Facebook and Analytica. Well, how about this? Published in thisweek.com, it says on July 2nd that Google allows outside software developers to read your emails. When Google announces that it would stop reading Gmail boxes, that didn't mean that they wouldn't be read. Hundreds of third-party software developers are given access to millions of email boxes. The Wall Street Journal reported Monday, even though Google promised last year that it would prioritize privacy and security over email analysis on targeted ads. It hasn't asked its developers to adhere to those same policies. Users who sign up for email-based services and apps are often unwittingly signing up to have their email inboxes analyzed and mined for data, sometimes by human employees who read emails to help them design better software, services like price comparisons or travel itinerary planners. I analyze millions of emails a day, gathering contact information, purchase information, and timestamps to learn about users' open messages. One former developer executive says, quote, "It's common practice," unquote, for employees to read users' data. Some people might consider that to be a dirty secret, he said. It's kind of a reality. Google told the Journal that only users who have given explicit permission to outside developers have their inboxes read. Two developer companies say their user agreements cover that practice, though they don't specifically ask a user whether they consent to have inbox analysis. The privacy policies don't mention the possibility of humans reading user emails. You can read more at the Wall Street Journal. You know, it's I don't think we as consumers are in the same mindset as the business, the technological business world. We have our morals and our ethical compass set back before technology existed. And, you know, it goes as far back as, you know, being angry when you find out that somebody in your family opened up your mail in your house. And yet, when we sign up for these websites, we're always hit with the universal agreement that we don't read. And even if we did read it, it would basically say that you're selling your soul for the freedom of using whatever you're trying to get on. And that's it. We kind of put it to bed. And yet we still go on this penchant. We still go on this vision that somebody is not going to grab our physical mail and open it up and read it before we get our own mail. And yet we're allowing that to happen constantly in the world of in the abstract technological world. So it's interesting. We continue to do this, and it's not really going to change. The only time it's going to change is as we continue to have more and more violations where we get absolutely incensed by the behavior. And that's when it's all going to hit the fan. Now, I don't know if we came close. We had one of those events not too long ago when Facebook and Analytica came around, and gosh, it's been, what, a couple of months? And what happened to all those hashtags about getting off of Facebook and dropping my account? It didn't happen. In fact, we got more, Facebook even got more users on Facebook than they normally do. So we haven't hit that pinnacle yet. We haven't hit that tipping point. We will. I promise you, it always happens that way. Somehow we push things to an extreme, it'll get out of hand, and then there's going to be this major league crackdown. And I don't know when that's going to happen, but it will. Be on the lookout. Because the companies themselves can't police themselves. They don't have the fortitude, they don't have the discipline, and they don't want to, really. This is how they make money. It's all part of that process. So they're working within the rights that they are sent to you, and we're gonna be blind to it all until we eventually say enough's enough, and we haven't gotten there yet. Moving on to ride sharing. New York Times reports that Lyft is following Uber into the bike sharing lane, buyer owner of Citibike. written by Michael J. De La Merced on July 2nd. It says, Lyft competes with Uber for ride-hauling customers. Now it is following its rival into bike sharing as the companies move to diversify the kinds of transportation services they offer. Lyft said on Monday that it was buying the core operations of Motivate, the parent company of Citibike, and several similar programs in United States cities. The business, to be renamed Lyft Bikes, will maintain control of Motivate's contracts with New York, Chicago, and six other cities. The parts of Motivate that maintain bikes will remain a standalone company and continue to service Lyft Bikes. Financial terms were not disclosed, but media reports previously suggested Lyft would pay around $250 million for that business. While Uber and Lyft dominate the ride-hailing market in the United States, other modes of transportation are gaining popularity. The bike-sharing market is not huge, but its growth could cut into companies' core business, as could the surprising success of electric scooters. Offering alternatives to car rides allows Uber and Lyft to keep people using their services when taking a car makes less sense, particularly for short trips. The model has proved popular in other countries, particularly in China and Europe. Uber entered the bike-sharing industry in April when it bought Jump, which runs networks of electric bikes, reportedly for close to $200 million. Motivate is the largest provider of bike-sharing services in the United States. The company, which has 800 employees, estimates that it has responsible for 80% of the bike-share trips taken in the country last year. Lyft is betting that the acquisition can help it compete with Uber. Despite trailing Uber in the ride-hailing market, Lyft has managed to raise large sums of money that make deals like Motivate acquisitions possible. Last week, the company collected $600 million in a new financing round led by Fidelity Investments at a $15.1 billion valuation. So now you'll be able to eventually see bikes on your Lyft app and your Uber app, and you might choose that. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? So, all right, we're going to take our final break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today right after this. You listen to Tech Today on HuntingShimmer.com, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingShimmerRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tech Today, and we're on WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, the voice of business. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. We're talking about all things technology, and one of the things that has gone on with social media and is obvious is that we are infatuated with and marketed by, and our attention is caught by video and photos. An interesting ruling just came by. And it's published on Engadget. It's part of politics, but it has to do with technology. Katrina Philippus wrote this article, and she says, U.S. court rules that using online photos can be considered, quote, fair use, unquote. Written 40 minutes ago, it says, in the real world, copyright legislation seems simple enough. Don't steal something and claim it as your own work. Online, however, things are murkier, and the EU Parliament recently passed a law that would stop users from uploading copyrighted content. But in the digital age, what does copyright actually cover? An Insta picture of your morning coffee? A meme? What about a cropped photograph of a DC neighborhood? It's the last of these options that resulted in a legal tussle and ended with a federal court ruling of fair use. When Russell Brammer, an Oregon-based photographer, discovered his long exposure shot of Adams Morgan had been featured on Northern Virginia Film Festival's website without permission, he contacted the company responsible and requested it discontinue using the photograph, which it did. Brammer then took the matter to court, claiming Violent Blues Productions' actions contributed copyright infringement and that Violent Blues had deliberately removed the original copyright information and affixed its own. However, presiding judge Claude M. Hilton deemed that because Violent Blues utilized the photograph purely for its factual content, it satisfied the criteria for fair use under the copyright law of the United States. According to Title 17, Section 108 of the United States Code, something can be considered fair use if it's for nonprofit or educational purposes, doesn't adversely impact the potential market for the copyrighted work, and the portion used doesn't exceed a substantial amount of the original work. Judge Hilton argued that Violent Blues' usage met these conditions, adding that Brammer had previously published the same photograph online without indicating it was copyright material, another factor which worked in the company's favor. That a court in Virginia ruled fair use doesn't preclude other states from coming to a different conclusion. In Florida, Nova Southeastern University's copyright officer Stephen Carlisle labeled the ruling a, quote, head-scratching decision, unquote, and said that USC does not compel an author to place copyright on their work. Carlisle explained further, quote, under 17 USC 102, every work of artistic expression is protected by copyright the moment it is placed in a tangible media, unquote. While the court mentions Brammer dropped his claims of Violent Hues erasing his copyright, there is still a chance Brammer may appeal against the ruling. So there's some things to glean from this article. The first one is we tend to grab whatever we can for photos, and we put them up in our social media and stuff like that, and grab them for Facebook content and for other social media content and for our websites. You need to be sure that you own them. And you could be, at some point, if it's rare, but at some point, if it does show up that somebody took a photo or used a photo that belonged to somebody else, that you are violating copyright. However, it does seem that if you're just sending out information for informational use and not selling something or using it as part of a direct purchase, a direct amount of money to coming your way because of generating revenue, that it might get a little murky with the concept of fair use. So interesting things to consider with regard to the world of social media and licensing. The world of Facebook and fake news. Yahoo Finance reports that, and the author is Isabel Asher Hamilton on Business Insider, published on the 2nd. It says that Facebook is reportedly close to buying a British AI startup to help it shut down fake news. Facebook is close to acquiring London-based startup Bloomsbury AI to help it combat fake news, said TechCrunch. Bloomsbury AI develops natural language processing terminology and has created an AI called CAPE, which can read documents and then answer questions about their contents. Facebook is reportedly paying between $23 million and $30 million to acquire this company. Facebook is set to acquire London-based startup Bloomsbury AI for $30 million, about £23 million, according to TechCrunch report. Founded in 2015, Bloomsbury AI specializes in natural language processing technology and has developed an AI called CAPE, which can read text documents and answer questions about their contents. The company's stated goal is for their AI for eventually be able to answer any question that requires reading better than a human. Citing anonymous sources, TechCrunch claims that Facebook plans to use Bloomsbury AI's team and tech to work on combating fake news as well as other content issues. It also said Facebook is paying between $23 million and $30 million to acquire the company, and that's a mixture of cash and stock will change hands. Bloomsbury investors, including the VC firm Fly Ventures, Seed Camp, IQ Capital, UCL Technology Fund, and the UK taxpayer-backed London Co-Investment Fund. It was also selected by Entrepreneur First, a London-based company builder which invests in tech startups. One of the firm's angel investors is William Tunsil Pedeau, an expert of AI who helped develop Amazon's Alexa. Facebook's declined to comment. Business Insider has contacted Bloomsbury AI for comment. And obviously, they have not provided any information. But we'll see how Facebook is going to use this. But you know as well as I do that social media, we just read and consume information. We use very little critical thinking to decide whether, in fact, it is true or fake. And that continues to propel rumor all over the place with regard to whether the story is true or not. And more times, the marketing of those stories are more intense than the real story. And therefore, we wind up, unfortunately, being distracted and propelling rumor that we really don't need to propel. Very interesting stuff. All right. Well, folks, it's about that time. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for listening to Tech Today. I want to make sure that everybody enjoys their 4th of July, their Independence Day. Radio station will be running rewinds of this today through tomorrow. And for those of you who are out there and are utilizing your trips to wherever you go, make sure you're using your technology in the right manner, appropriately. Make sure you're using your GPSs, but not being distracted by them and not taking your eyes off the roads. And please stop using your cell phones when you're driving. That would really help. So do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today. And hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Have a great 4th of July, and next week we'll talk to you then.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.HunterdonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the two-pack special. Enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
A federal court judge in Washington says the Trump administration has wrongly detained people seeking asylum in the U.S., yesterday ordering the Department of Homeland Security to stop making blanket determinations against most asylum seekers, ordering the government to return to a long-standing practice of deciding whether to detain people on a case-by-case basis. Details emerge as to when tough new sanctions on Iran will be reimposed. Here's John Clemens.
Brian Hook, the director of policy planning, has called on Iran to become a normal country that doesn't terrorize other countries, proliferate missiles, and impoverish their own people. If not, the sanctions begin August 4th.
These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your